Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jude Bijou. Is an outstanding psychotherapist, a renowned psychotherapist, an award-winning author. Her book, Attitude Reconstruction, has got won so many awards. I've got 5 pounds of gold foil on this cover of the book I'm looking at here. Jude, congratulations on the book. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you again on the show for another segment. I want to talk about affirmations. This is something, by the way, folks, Jude is helping us with our emotions, dealing with our emotions and the underlying energy that really is driving all of us. And emotions are really important. Understanding your emotions is so important as a small business owner, because you're going to have highs and lows in any given hour. You're going to go from the heights to the depths. You could do that easily in any given day. So you got to learn how to deal with these things. One of the things that I've talked about over the years, Jude, with other people, is the concept of an affirmation, telling yourself a positive thing. I am strong. I am successful, blah, blah, blah. And I've heard those people talk about those things. I've always had a problem with those myself. They never have really worked for me. What do you think?
I really agree. To go around saying, I am successful, I am the best salesman in the whole world, when the reality is that you're struggling, isn't really going to take you very far. What I really use are what I call truths, reliable truths. Mm-hmm. And a truth is the statement of what is. And a really good example of a good truth and helps offset the frustration and the anger is people and things are the way they are, not the way I want them to be.
Hmm.
People and things are the way they are, not the way I want them to be.
All right, what do I do with that now?
Now, if I just keep repeating that, rather than what I repeat other ways in my head, they shouldn't be like that.
I
can't believe that they're like that. Oh, my gosh. If we have all those expectations and all those shoulds, we are just going to keep feeling angry inside.
Well, one of the ways that I would use that is managing people. I learned a long time ago that you can't expect more of people than they're capable of giving.
That's right.
And sometimes people we do things. That. We expect things more of our spouses, of our children, of our coworkers, of the people, our employees, our vendors, customers. We expect more from them. We have it in our mind how they should behave, and there's a good chance not only do they not want to, they may not be capable of it.
That's it, exactly. And then we end up feeling frustrated and not being our best because of our own expectations. That's
right.
Exactly right. That's people are the way they are. My wife is the way she is. My business partner is the way he is. If we just really remind ourselves of that over and over, then we aren't going to be surprised when they do those things
mm-hmm.
that annoy us. It's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's the way they are. That's the way they are.
Now, this
what
is
am I
not,
going to do about it?
This is not the same thing as helping people seek excellence. This is not failing to help people seek excellence, folks. What Jude's talking about now, this is not helping people be all they can be. It's two different things, isn't it, Jude?
I have to accept you the way you are, so that I can be loving, really, because
mm-hmm.
that's another one of the emotions. I want to be loving and deal with what is, deal with the way you are, so we can move forward, rather than having those expectations that are going to get in the way for having a good, peaceful movement in the desired direction.
At what point in time, though, because, Jude, in a relationship, your relationship now, you and I now have a new relationship that I expect will last for a while, because I've got people who've been with me on this show for over 15 years. So you, who knows how long you and I could have a relationship. There's never equilibrium, perfect equilibrium between a relationship. People have, sometimes, you know, it ebbs and flows, and somebody has to take, for example, my wife, I'll say to my wife, what do you want to eat? She'll say, I don't know. Well, then I have to decide, right? So I have to take charge of that. How do we deal with that?
Well, we're dealing with that we have to be flexible, that we have to ask questions. Now you're going into the realm of communication a little bit, that we have to ask our question, what do you want to eat? And then if you get, I don't know, then you have to come back to yourself, well, what do I really want? Mm-hmm. Rather than, well, she
so
should
that's,
tell
that,
me.
And that's my point. When do I get what I want? When is it okay to say, you know what, this is what I want, and I'm going to stick to that?
Well, we have to sort of talk about whether it's appropriate to stick to it or not. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it really calls for some collaboration. But sometimes we can go, well, I really know that this is what I want. This is where I need to go. This is what I need to do. But we're not doing it in a way that alienates another person.
Right.
We're giving information so that they can really understand, and we can work together so that you can get to do what you feel like you need to do.
And I would never just drive up to a place that I wanted to go without telling her I was going to be there because she didn't give me an answer. I would never do anything like that, Jude. Hey, Jude, I need a website, please.
Yes, the website is www.attitudereconstruction.com.
And the book is, you can find out more about the book there, but also it's available wherever books are sold. It's an award-winning book, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very important one. Jude Bijou, will you come back another day?
I would love to. And people can go to my website and take a survey and find out what bad attitudes.
All right. So check that out, folks. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.